Please welcome Rill Staley.
Well, it's great to be back in California. I used to live here in the Santa Cruz Mountains in the 70s. But the story today is I had the great honor of living in Kathmandu, Nepal in the 80s. And I lived there for 8 years. And one of the stories I wanted to tell was about trekking in Nepal. And the one trek, the last one I did was a 2-week trek. We would hike about 5 hours a day for 2 weeks. And the porters carried your stuff. But we flew on a little airplane from Kathmandu to Lukla, it's called, near Everest. And when it's the worst airport in the whole world, which I didn't realize until I looked it up on the internet recently. But when I was young, I didn't know that. And the airplane landed. Before we landed, the pilot looked at me, and I must have been looking a little worried, and he said, "Don't worry, madam, all the bad ones have already crashed." And then, so I thought, great. So we landed in a football field with the mountain like right there. You go down on a football field, and the mountain's right there. And when you leave again, you take off in the football field, and there's like nothing, and you go up. So anyways, we went on a wonderful 2-week trek, and the porters are wonderful. And it's very crazy when you think about it, because we and foreigners go there for tourist purposes and do our hiking for sport, and they who live out there all the time rough it all the time. And what they carry, you know, little ladies carry 100 pounds of wood on their back and bent at the knees, and a lot of them have arthritis in their neck and back problems. And then some people, the porters go with flip-flop sandals with, you know, shorts on and no fancy shoes, and they can climb up faster than we can and down, like unbelievable. And before, there was a man up there in front of us with a big long pipe that was about half the size of this length of this room, with attachment by a rope that he had on his back and his forehead, the strap goes, and he went up the hill with that. Anyways, when we got up there, it was spectacularly beautiful, and I asked someone around there, where was the toilet? And the man smiled, and he went, like, anywhere you want. But they were very kind, wonderful people. They would give you their last cup of tea. Some of them only had potatoes in the villages to eat, and we brought garlic to jazz it up a bit. Anyways, and when we were leaving from that trip, the flight was overbooked. And when I worked at the Peace Corps, the men there, the Nepalese men, said, take a bottle of Johnny Walker whiskey with you, and then if you have trouble getting on the flight, tell the man at the airport and give him a bottle of Johnny Walker whiskey. And we had to get back, because we were Peace Corps staff, and we had to get back to work the next day. And so we did. Went in and said, greetings from the Peace Corps, your friend there. He said, what do you, okay, that's nice, what do you want? And we said, we have to get back to work on the airplane. And then we gave him the Johnny Walker whiskey, and we got on the airplane. Anyways, this year, recently, one of the Sherpas came to Taos, New Mexico, because one of our doctors goes to there and does rural health clinics out in the villages still. And he came back, and they had a fundraiser at her house where he cooked for 100 people for Nepalese food for dinner, and everyone, so they made about $5,000 to give to him to take back to the village to give the food to the people. And while he was, after, he was in the earthquake, he was okay, but right after the earthquake, when the boulders started falling down, he had a bunch of American students, college students with him, that he was trying to gather up to get to go home, to get them to go to Kathmandu, go home. And then when he was sitting in those passenger seat, or in the driver's seat, and his friend in the passenger seat, a boulder came through the roof of the van and didn't, and miraculously, this is a total miracle, he didn't get hurt. He's in the driver's seat. He took a picture with a hole in the roof of the van, and his friend sitting in the passenger just got a little laceration, and that was all. And he took pictures. And it was just a miracle. And he's just the most wonderful fellow. And he said to us at the dinner, he said, "We appreciate all of your goodwill and donations." He said, "We don't want your sympathy. We don't want your pity. We just want you all to come back to Nepal to visit." So that's it.